The Titanic. Scarborough has two important connections to the RMS Titanic. The ship was built by Scarborough-born Sir Edward Harland's company, Harland and Wolff. Harland was born in 1831 and raised at 10 Newborough, Scarborough, today the site of Marks and Spencer. One of 10 children born to a prominent local doctor and inventor, Dr. William Harland, and his wife, Edward had a passion for engineering. He moved to Belfast in 1854 to manage a shipyard, and in 1858 Harland bought the company, and in partnership with his personal assistant, Gustav Wolff, he built an extremely successful company, employing thousands and building some of the fastest ships to cross the Atlantic. Edward married Rosa I in 1860. They had no children. He retired from his company when he became the MP for Belfast North in 1889, having been knighted and made a baronet in 1885. He remained as MP until his death in 1895. James Moody was born on the 21st of August 1887 at South Cliff in Scarborough, the son of a solicitor. At 14, Moody left Scarborough to train to be a ship's officer, spending 1902 and 1903 as a cadet on HMS Conway. From there, Moody worked his way up, eventually joining White Star Lines in 1911. A year later, Moody accepted the job of sixth officer on board the Titanic, at that time the largest ship ever built. In a letter to his parents, he wrote, "I cannot describe any part of a ship which needs 85 clocks and 16 pianos to furnish it." On the fourth day of the voyage, in 15th of April 1912, ship's lookout Frederick Fleet rang the warning bell and telephoned the bridge. It was 11:35 p.m. Moody took the call and asked, "What do you see?" "Iceberg right ahead," was the response. Moody, the first of the bridge crew to be aware of the iceberg, immediately repeated the message to First Officer Murdoch. The ship struck the iceberg less than a minute later. Moody then supervised the loading and launching of lifeboats, helping to save many lives. He went down with the ship, and his body was never found.